4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another citizen initiative is qualified for this fall's ballot. CPR's Megan Relee explains it would limit the spending power of Colorado's executive branch.
This is kind of confusing, so bear with me. The initiative deals with what are called custodial funds. That is, money the governor, attorney general, or other executive branch offices can spend without legislative approval. Possibly the biggest example is the hundreds of millions of dollars Colorado got from the Federal CARES Act last year. Governor Polis decided where it would go without lawmakers having any say. If voters approve the proposed constitutional amendment, this type of spending would move under the control of the state legislature. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Students at some Douglas County high schools on Wednesday protested new mask mandates. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Student protesters say masking should be a personal choice, and they don't want to wear them anymore. The district's Paula Hans says families were informed on Tuesday that the district was following the Tri-County Health Department's new universal masking order for students and staff 2 years old and above.
We will work with our families and staff members who cannot tolerate a mask due to medical or mental health reasons.
The department says the Delta variant has led to an increase in case rates among children. Meantime, Douglas County commissioners voted to split from Tri-County and form their own health department. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The 22-year-old man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder may not be mentally competent to proceed with the case, according to a notice one of his defense attorneys filed Wednesday. That move may lead to a competency evaluation, which would delay the case. The judge says she'll address the issue at a hearing next week. The Colorado Dragon Boat Festival has been canceled for the second year in a row. That's after a spike in COVID-19 numbers and a bloom of toxic algae in Sloan's Lake, the park in Denver that's been home to the festival for more than 20 years. Organizers say they'll try again next year. It's cooler around Metro Denver and across much of the state today with a chance for rain into the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.